Rod?
Yes, sir, Bob.
We'll be going around the neighborhood, see if we find any other people we can talk to, and we'll be back with you.
Fine. You know, I mentioned earlier, Charlie, it's hard to find any humor in that. Look at that gentleman.
His home is gone and completely destroyed, and he can smile about it.
Yeah, from the air this morning, when you'd see women out there picking through the rubble, do you remember seeing films?
Let's break the station. Good Neighbor to the Northwest, with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO. We have to do that legally every half hour.
Remember seeing films during World War II of the Blitz in London, and the people would be out there picking through the rubble looking for some of the belongings, and this is what you'd see wherever you'd go this morning.
This is exactly the same conditions.
It would be exactly the same conditions. As a matter of fact, when we were talking with a gentleman in Island Park, he explained the problems you'll have that he had that are similar to when you're bombed, where the gas is cut off and gas is escaping. They don't know where to turn it off. And
danger of fire and explosion.
Danger of fire and explosion. Wires sparking. Mm-hmm. Live hot wires.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know where to turn them off. No telephone to call anyone. Their cars are damaged. They can't even get out anyplace.
No transportation at all.
He had next-door neighbors who were both injured and needed help immediately, and he had no vehicle to take them anyplace. And at first he said he was dazed, and then all of a sudden the realization of the injuries and what has happened. Surprisingly enough, these people, they would see their house, but the first thing they thought of was, how are the neighbors? They'd look over and see their house, and they'd see the injuries, and they'd forget about their belongings, their house and everything, and go to their aid immediately and get them off to have someone take care of their injuries. And now, this morning, they can look back and see what actually it is like in their own homes.
Yeah, this is the Party Line Show, brought to you by Miracle White. And Miracle White, that brightener, whitener, and spot remover, it's good for hard water and rust stains and baby formula stains, and it's good to wash the car and to wash the hair and just about everything. It's a miracle, and it's white, and it's in your grocery store. Look for it. This is the Party Line. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I think you guys are just so wonderful that I don't know what we'd do without you.
Ma'am, could I just break in here just a moment? We have a report
all
now
right,
from
I'll
the...
Wait.
We have a report from the Wisconsin State Traffic Patrol. That
I'll
it,
wait.
A tornado has been sighted touching the ground at Patch Grove, Wisconsin. That's just southeast of Prairie du Chien. The tornado has been sighted touching the ground at Patch Grove, Wisconsin, just southeast of Prairie du Chien. And we're mapping that right now, Charlie, to see.
All right, go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, this question I have, I was at the doctor this morning. Now, maybe it was answered. I didn't hear it because I wasn't home. What about people who have walkout basements where the entrance and the windows are in the southwest corner, which is where we're supposed to go?
Yes, that I suppose. I don't know.
We hit for the northeast corner last night because that's completely underground, you know.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, of course, that if your house is... the upper part of your house is destroyed, a lot of it will fall into the basement. And since the storms usually come out of the southwest, that will tumble into the northeastern part.
I see.
I saw one this morning where the southeast corner was about the only part of the basement that was not destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Right. We have this located now, Patch Grove, Wisconsin. It's 110 miles southeast of the Twin Cities. Patch Grove, Wisconsin, about 110 miles southeast of the Twin Cities. Now, I really don't know, ma'am.
I think it's still the southwest corner. You'd be safer and under perhaps like a table or under some shelter, because that's often the danger of falling debris in a storm like that.
I also saw a house this morning. A woman and her five children were under a sofa. They tipped the sofa over.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And to provide a shelter.
Yes, all six of them huddled under there. The house was completely destroyed. And the basement was literally filled with debris.
But they were safe.
They were safe. Workers had to come over there and pick away workers and pick away and get down to them, actually.
Uh-huh.
But they were under that sofa.
Well,
and
then you still would advise the southwest corner as the safest one.
Gee, I would like more official advice than mine on this, but it sure seems to me that still would be the safest part, even... because the force of the wind is going to take the top part of the house first.
You should be away from any glass, because flying glass is always a danger.
That's just it. We have two great big windows, and the door is right in the southwest corner of the house.
Yeah, well, if you can get in that southwest corner and still have some kind of a shelter to shield you from that glass area. That would probably be safer.
But, you know, that's an interesting question I hadn't thought of.
That's true, yeah, because there are so many walkouts today.
There are, and I hadn't heard anything at all, and I thought, well, it was worth a try because there must be a lot of other families that are wondering the same thing.
Well, very good. We thank you for calling.
Well,
and
thank you for keeping us so alerted.
You betcha.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's now 21 minutes before 3 o'clock, Nash's Coffee Time. If you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee, Nash's new instant coffee, now available at Ernie's Fairway, Lake Benton. You'll hear every inning of every Twins game on WCCO Radio in Hillman, Minnesota, where your zip code is 56338.
Bill Furman here at CCO, our statistician, just mentioned that that same problem exists in a neighborhood where he lives, and people who have walkouts went across the street to neighbors' houses who had a southwest corner that was completely sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
And neighbors shared their houses.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a good example of good neighbors all during the storm and today.
It surely is.
Party line on CCO.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you. Say, I wanted to mention that what a wonderful job you folks did reporting the tornadoes last night. And I had a call from my sister in Indianapolis this morning. She was rather concerned about us. And when I told her about the warning that we had from the civil defense and the warnings that we had over the radio, she was quite surprised because, you know, the Palm Sunday tornadoes they had down there, she said they had absolutely no warning from the Weather Bureau or from the radio. And she said it was just tremendous the way we were warned.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally, of course, this can happen where there's a freak tornado that comes out of nowhere. There is no predictability for it at all. This has happened, too. But that is very seldom. Generally, they'll give tornado warnings. And I remember last summer when we had quite a few tornado warnings, Charlie, of the conditions existing where there is the possibility of a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd hear the tornado alerts, and you'd think, well, we'll watch.
Well, it's often...
But now when I hear a tornado alert, oh, boy,
well,
am I going to watch.
That's it. The first tornado of the season sometimes is the most dangerous because people don't take it that seriously as they probably should. And, of course, this is late enough in the season. We've had other tornadoes, and we're a little more serious about it. And, of course, from now on, we'll be much more serious.
But you thank us. I'll tell you, it's the Weather Bureau that needs thanking, too, ma'am.
Well, I think you all deserve a big thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Goodbye.
All staff personnel, all teachers of School District 16 are asked to report to Woodcrest School on Osborne Road to help with book salvage. All teachers of School District 16, if they can, are asked to report now to Woodcrest School to help salvage books.
Yardley perfumed gifts take you out of the everyday. Every day you use them.
This Mother's Day, May 9th, take your mother out of the everyday. Pamper her with luxurious fragrances from Yardley. Fragrances so young, so beautiful, only Yardley could make them happen. Yardley captures the rare essence of fresh flowers and faithfully translates it into perfumes, spray colognes, dusting powders, perfume soap, and other bath luxuries. Yardley, classic fragrances for young mothers of all ages. And amazingly, Yardley costs no more than ordinary perfume gifts. Yardley fragrances for Mother's Day from $1.25 to $15 or more at drug and department stores.
Yardley perfumed gifts take her out of the everyday. Every day she uses them.
Sighting we have so far in Wisconsin, there is a possibility of a tornado in St. Croix and Pierce, Wisconsin counties. It's the counties of St. Croix and Pierce in Wisconsin. And for the next 15 minutes to a half an hour, wait until we announce when the all clear comes for that area.
We've been talking about weather to the east of the Twin Cities in Wisconsin. And a lot of people, I'm sure, west of this area are wondering, well, what is our weather going to be? Minnesota's forecast generally calls for cloudy skies through tomorrow, rain over the southern half of the state, and severe weather is not mentioned in the Twin Cities forecast, however. It says we can expect cloudy and humid weather until late this afternoon, when more thunderstorms are expected. So that's all we can say right now. And as soon as this storm develops, of course, we will keep you informed, and it's wise for you to stay tuned to 830.
Kind of nice to not be so very busy. We can sneak in a commercial or two. I don't think you guys had a commercial all last night, did you?
No, we didn't. Not from the time we went on, about 6:40 until about after midnight, I guess.
Well, maybe we can throw in one here for Peter's.
I think that's a great idea. You know what? One of my favorite sandwiches has been since I... In the East, they have a sandwich, and they used to call them all sorts of names. They used to call them grinders back East. They're these... And they call them, I think, heroes and hoagies and submarines.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually was created in my hometown back in Connecticut. And they were called submarines because the submarine base there in Connecticut, the sailors loved these sandwiches and took them around the world. You know, wherever they'd go, they'd say, gee, make me a sandwich. Well, it looks like a submarine, you know, and... And these are the hero, the hoagie, the grinder, and these take, of course, all kinds of meats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with Peter's meats, you can make the greatest grinder hoagie hero sandwich you've ever seen.
Grinder hoagie hero sandwich.
Oh, boy, they are great. With big, get a loaf of French bread and slice it in half and shred some lettuce and get some tomatoes and put some of that wonderful Peter's delicious luncheon meats, spread them out, and be generous. You know, that's when they're really good. And some pepper, and maybe we use olive oil, I know, on ours. And, boy, that's the greatest sandwich in the world.
Say, and don't forget, it's the big series with the Chicago White Sox this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And you'll find those Peter's hot dogs at the refreshment stands. Stop and ask for a Peter's tube steak.
A Peter's tube steak?
Peter's tube steak.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Those are the Heidelberg wieners.
Huh?
Those are the Heidelberg wieners.
Yeah, don't that tube steak. What's that one beep mean? Is it?
That means that Bob West is ready.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bob West.
Tune your radio set, Bob.
Yes, go ahead, Bob. Bob West reporting now.
Yep. I'm on, what street is this?
Washington Street, northeast.
Washington. And is this the remains of your house here?
This is the remains of Brindle's house. He's up there scraping through his junk, I might say.
Now, as I understand it, this house was formerly across the street. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is it now, the remains of it, is it now on top of what was a house here?
Yeah, there's two houses piled in here right now, yeah.
Then this rubble actually represents the remains of two houses.
Two houses, yeah.
And no one was hurt in either of these two houses?
Well, there was a couple of cuts on the head and one in the leg, and that's about all. It was really surprising.
Now, what happened to the people who were in the house that, or this house that was across the street? I mean, it blew away, I take it.
Well, the husband was at work, and the wife and three kids were down in the basement underneath a piece of 5-inch plywood. Mm-hmm. Not a scratch.
How did they happen to get down to the basement in time? Had they heard the warnings of it?
I'm not sure on that, but imagine they did, just like the rest of us. Or they saw it coming anyway, I don't know. We didn't hear it ourselves. We live in the house next door, and we didn't hear it, but I saw it, and we went down the basement, and it was here. That's all there was to it.
Now, the people who were in this house where the other one blew across on top of, what did they do? Were they in the house or were they in the basement?
They were in the basement, and everything was holding up real fine. And all of a sudden, the ice box hit them, and a water heater hit them, and then the whole thing caved in.
This was from the house across the street?
Yeah. The whole works of the house hit this one and caved them both in.
But the first thing that came out was the ice box, and then the water heater, and then the house itself.
Yeah, the owner of the house saw the ice box hit the wall. It come right through the wall. Mm-hmm. Landed in the basement.
But the people who were in the basement of this house also weren't hurt?
Well,
a couple of scratches.
A couple of scratches and a couple of stitches here and there and stuff, but pretty good.
It's amazing.
Real good.
Now, your house is next door here.
Mm-hmm.
It has suffered considerable damage, but it is repairable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you might say it's repairable. If you tear the whole works off and build up from the ground, it's pretty... The whole works has moved out this way about 4 inches, and...
I see.
Otherwise, the rest is shot. I think the only thing that held it together was the fireplace, actually. That's where we were behind, the fireplace there. And the whole from the blocks to the joists, it lift up about a foot and a half and come down, you know, kept doing this. About a foot and a half.
A foot and a half. And,
you could see light through the whole works, yeah. We thought the whole thing was coming down on us, but it didn't.
About how long did this last?
About 3 minutes, I think. That's about all. Really? It's a short time. No.
It must have seemed like an eternity, though.
Oh, yeah. The wife said it was a half an hour. I looked at my watch.
This is the lady of the house here.
This is,
Mrs. Prindle.
Mrs. Prindle.
Right,
and
sir.
This is your house? It was across the street?
This is our house on this location.
I see.
This was our house on
this
location.
But the other house landed on.
The other house landed on us, right.
Have you been able to get down into your house at all?
Well, we came out of there.
I don't know where, but...
right in the corner, under the blocks. I've got evidence to prove it that we were under blocks.
I was hit by a cement block, and her husband was hit by a cement block.
But the children were beneath us, and they were perfectly safe, and we were able to climb up out of it, and neighbors who were so wonderful collected us, took us in. And we've been staying with them ever since. How wonderful people can be, huh?
How long were you in the remains of this building, of your home?
Oh, I would dare say maybe 20 minutes at the outset, and then we could smell gas. We were beneath the gas meter at the corner.
Had gas lines broken?
Oh, it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when we could smell the gas, and this frightened my husband, of course, so we took out.
How many children did you have down with you there?
We had three down with us. One was at work.
Mm-hmm. This young man was there, too?
This young man was there, too, and said not airy a word all the time.
He seems in real
good shape. He's making up for it now, though, I think, huh?
Bob West?
Now, you have, of course, a complete destruction here.
Oh,
do you intend
complete,
to rebuild
it?
Charlie on the radio.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for that report.
Right, Rog.
And we'll be listening for you and for more reports from that area, okay?
Good. Fine.
Very good, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yes, Bob, we do want to interrupt here just for a moment to say that we had another report of that that sighting at Patch Grove, Wisconsin, but so far we haven't any report that there was any damage or any injuries, just that it had been sighted touching the ground near Patch Grove, Wisconsin. We repeat again, we have not heard of any damage or any injuries.
Our reports now indicate rain over the Twin City metropolitan area, hail reported in St. Paul, and hail in South St. Paul.
Here is an emergency report from Sentry Insurance, the Hardware Mutual's organization. If you are insured with Sentry Insurance, please pay attention. Sentry's Emergency Claims Action Program is now operating around the clock in this area. If you have damage that may be covered under Sentry or Hardware Mutual's insurance policies, call this special telephone number immediately. Federal 28231. I repeat, if you have suffered any property damage covered under Sentry insurance policies, call Federal 28231.
Isn't it about time you took a break? Stop right now. Relax and have a Coke. Don't worry, the work will be there when you get back. But after ice-cold Coca-Cola, it may go a little easier. It's like they say, things go better with Coke. You see, Coke gives a real lift to your spirits, a boost to your energy. That's what sets Coke apart from all others. That and the taste, the unmistakable taste of Coca-Cola. When you want something more than a soft drink, you naturally turn to Coke. Nothing soft about the taste of Coke. It lifts your spirits, boosts your energy, and it's your best refreshment value, too. Try Coke in the large sizes. You save even more money that way.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
Fun and food and you go better with,
things go better with Coke.
Oak Park Civic League male members are asked to report to the Blaine City Hall at 6 p.m. tonight to help out at Fridley. That's male members of the Oak Park Civic League report to Blaine City Hall, 6 p.m. tonight.
Ask a woman, we did.
Can't you make a laundry product get clothes soft as well as clean? Always soft, so clean.
That's what we did. Instant Fells, it's Instant Fells.
The modern laundry product washes clothes so clean, washes clothes so soft.
Ask a woman, that's what we did, and made Instant Fells.
Clothes so clean, soft, fluffy.
Get Instant Fells for laundry.
Shop Kersey's Market, 2405 Central Northeast, for the lowest prices in town. Free parking in the back of the store. This week, Fell's Instant Giant Size, 10 cents off, pay only 59 cents. Remember, you'll find the woman's touch in every Purex product. So buy Fell's Brands at Kersey's Markets. Fell's.
With the woman's touch. We have a lady on the line with an interesting question. You mentioned you heard last night a lady mention that leave the windows open with a storm like this. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Last night somebody called in early in the reporting and asked about leaving a window, whether you should leave the windows open or closed.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, we never did get an answer. It was such a mess about that time.
I hope we can clarify this, and perhaps we can within the next hour or so. Someone might call in with official or, you know, information on that.
But we live in a home that has no basement. That's another thing.
That is a problem.
And we have a big picture windows, and windows are all over the house. And we did have one window open, and we live in Crystal, and there was just one gust of wind, and it blew our front door open, and it blew the window we had open closed.
Yeah.
But we just didn't know.
Well, that's the problem, because there's rain and hail connected with these storms, and you don't want to open the windows. We've got to go now, because the news is coming right up,
mm-hmm.
and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
We'll get some information on that. All right.
Goodbye.
This is Frederick Fennell. Music is eternal. The means of bringing great music into your home often changes, and the people at Schmidt Music Company are always on the alert for new products in this field. Schmidt's has just added to its already impressive lineup of stereo hi-fi instruments an outstanding name in medium-priced stereo, Electro-Home. Schmidt's has carefully tested Electro-Home and confidently recommends it to you. See and hear the many models on display at Schmidt Music Company, downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul.
Beautiful sound and beautifully styled cabinetry are combined in the large selection of stereo consoles and portables you will always find at Schmidt's. The range of prices, too, has you in mind. If you're one of the many who really enjoy good music, there's stereo to fit your home and prices to fit your budget. Stop in at Schmidt's in downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul. This has been the Party Line Show, and let's get the news now.
WCCO Radio News. Tornado damage estimates continue to rise. The news is brought to you by Nash's Coffee, by Country Fresh Franklin Dairy Products, and by Minneapolis Gas. Look at the news in a moment.
Hey, diddle, diddle, be fit as a fiddle, be fit as a fiddle with Franklin. Country Fresh, Franklin Fresh, Franklin Fresh is Country Fresh. The freshest, freshest Country Fresh, and Country Fresh is Franklin. Hey, diddle, diddle, be fit as a fiddle, be fit as a fiddle with Franklin.
Warm weather means more time outdoors, less time in the kitchen. Time to reach for a great old standby, Franklin Cottage Cheese. That Country Fresh favorite is so easy to fix and so low in calories, too. Great for salads, dressed up with crisp lettuce and fresh fruit. It's practically a meal in itself. Franklin Cottage Cheese gives a refreshing lift to all warm weather meals. Ask for Franklin Country Fresh Cottage Cheese in large curd or creamery or small curd style at your favorite store, or call Franklin Creamery for convenient home delivery.
Hey, diddle, diddle, be fit as a fiddle, be fit as a fiddle with Franklin.
The Red Cross has made its first estimate of the total damage done in the tornadoes in the Twin Cities area. The Red Cross says that 4,000 persons have been made homeless by the storms. They base their estimate on the first county that count that 1,000 homes have been made useless. The latest death toll now stands at 14, and the injured list numbers close to 400. Repair crews are trying to restore service to power lines and telephone lines. The telephone company says 27,000 phones are out of service. NSP has crews working on all fronts and has brought in extra help from the outlying areas with the electric power lines. A measure aimed at straightening out the confusion of the daylight saving time situation in Minnesota has taken one step forward in the state legislature today. The Senate General Legislation Committee okayed and sent on to the Senate floor a bill to provide for statewide daylight saving time from the last Sunday in April to the last Sunday in October. In other legislation, the Senate Highway Committee approved the House-passed bill raising the driving age from 16 to 18 unless a teenager has taken a driver's training course. The bill would require all public school districts to offer driver training courses to all students in the district. The Highway Committee also recommended the confirmation of John R. Jameson as Commissioner of Highways.
You know, there's a world of difference between ordinary brands of coffee and Nash's coffee, both regular and instant, and here's why. Coffee grows in 56 different countries. All of these 56 countries grow good coffee and poor coffee. And all of these 56 growing countries have good crop years and bad crop years. Now, Nash's is not tied up with any one coffee-growing country. It is free to buy from any of them. Each year, Nash's picks the cream of the crop from all coffee-growing countries. It blends those coffees into the very finest can of coffee that money can buy. If you appreciate great coffee, get Nash's, the heavenly coffee. It's the coffee that doesn't have to use the good or bad crop of any one country. When you're in a hurry, use Nash's instant coffee. It's the ultimate in instant coffees. You'll find it at the Cantor Grocery. Dick?
The First State Bank of Bayport was broken into last night, but burglars were unable to open a large safe. The Bayport Chief of Police, Vern Faulani, spotted a light out in the bank. He investigated and found a window open. He called for help from the Washington County Sheriff's Office, but they found the building empty. The burglars had removed more than 30 bolts from the outside of the safe door, but had been unable to gain entrance. They promptly left as a pretty discouraged bunch of burglars. Dr. Peter Eichmann is the new dean of the University of Wisconsin Medical School. The 39-year-old Philadelphia native, who has been on the UW faculty for 10 years, was elected today by the university's Board of Regents. Cool your home at low cost this summer with Whole House Gas Air Conditioning. Feel pretty good right now, wouldn't it? The only air conditioning unit with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Earn the special 20% cut on summer gas rates for air conditioning customers. Cool your home inexpensively. Call Minnegasco Southdale office at 372-4750. The New York stock market closed irregularly lower today in quite active trading. The mild swing downward was attributed to pre-weekend caution after a string of record highs. The volume today was about 5,800,000 shares, down 500,000 from yesterday. The industrials were down 1 point even, finishing at 932.52. The rails down 0.15, and the utilities were down 0.85. Twin City temperature is now 74 degrees. Downtown, it's raining lightly. And that's the latest news brought to you by Minneapolis Gas Company, by Nash's Coffee and Country Fresh Franklin Dairy Products. CCO Land Weather follows CBS News of the World. Next from Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO.